With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The Dow Jones Industrial Average reached a new high for the first time on Friday, and President Trump says he's pleased about the Wall Street rebound.
The Dow just hit 50,000, 3 years ahead of schedule. They said probably couldn't be done in the four-year period. We did it in 1 year. So we're 3 years ahead of schedule, broken all-time record, 50,000, which they say couldn't happen.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average soared 1,206 points and topped the 50,000 level for the first time, while the NASDAQ Composite rallied 2.2% at the closing bell Friday. Senator Tom Cotton says President Trump plans to keep up the pressure on Iran.
There's a lot of different ways we can do that, military means, financial means, economic means. But I think we want to keep the pressure on them and try to do everything we can to help the brave Iranian people who are protesting against their corrupt dictatorial regime.
Senator Tom Cotton made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. Italian police have fired tear gas at protesters clashing near a Winter Olympics hockey venue.
Italian police used tear gas and a water cannon on protesters near a Winter Olympics venue. It involved a small group of violent demonstrators at the end of an otherwise peaceful march, heard here, against the presence of U.S. agents, including ICE in Italy, and the environmental impact of the Games. The clash occurred as protesters tried to access a highway near the Olympic ice hockey rink. I'm Julie Walker.
Savannah Guthrie has told potential kidnappers of her mother, Nancy Guthrie, that the family is prepared to pay for her safe return. The Today Show host appeared in a video on Instagram Saturday while flanked by her two siblings, saying, "We've received your message and we understand." The FBI says Savannah Guthrie was referencing a message that was sent to the Tucson television station KOLD on Friday. This is SRN News. Americans give their thoughts on religion and entertainment.
According to a new poll released by Harris X and the Faith and Media Initiative, 92% of adults say faith has a role to play in movies and TV, and 77% believe depictions of faith would have broad appeal. Allison Brady of Harris X says the survey contains suggestions for Hollywood, adding that integrating religion into a story, quote, shouldn't feel forced. It shouldn't feel like a message. It should feel organically part of the character's life and the storyline. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Trump administration has concluded that San Jose State University discriminated against women by letting a man play on the women's volleyball team. The Education Department says the school must accept a settlement or risk losing federal funds. The university, located in California, would have to accept the administration's definition of male and female, restore titles and records that were misappropriated by male athletes, and issue an apology to female athletes. This is SRN News. It's a story of human kindness in Connecticut.
Firefighters came to the rescue of a swan found stuck in a frozen Connecticut river this week. Norwalk Fire Department crews donned cold water rescue suits and used ropes to carefully go out on the ice-covered Norwalk River on Tuesday. They soon found the swan's feet were frozen into the ice, and it took them about 30 minutes to free the bird and bring it to shore. Keith Peters reporting.
The 2026 Winter Games are off to a promising start for a host nation, Italy, with gold, silver, and bronze on the first day of the medal events. But it was Switzerland's Franjo von Almen who captured the first gold medal of the Milan Cortina Olympics today. There were no Americans on the podium, though Lindsey Vonn impressed in her second training run ahead of the women's downhill Sunday. Italian speed skater Francesca Lollobrigida won the highest nation's first gold medal of the Olympics in the 3,000 meters. You'll find more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.